The Galaxy S10, Samsung's latest flagship phone, with all the bells and whistles a tech enthusiast could ask for, is here. But is it durable? Can the underscreen ultrasonic fingerprint scanner handle a few scratches? Do the included headphones still use a headphone jack? There's only one way to find out. Let's go. Wait, no, that's not it. Let's get started. The Galaxy S10 is the one with the Infinity O display. Easy to remember, because it's kinda got a cheery O in the top corner. Like always, we start with the scratch test, which means the included plastic screen protector should probably come off first. Samsungs have always held up very well during my durability test. In fact, the first phone I ever tested was a Samsung Galaxy S6 4 years ago. And to be honest, physically, not much has changed since then. The screen bezels have shrunk, of course, giving the S10 a more modern feel. If the screen were made of plastic, it would scratch at a level 3, Sapphire would scratch at a level 8, and here with the S10 we see scratches at a level 6, with deeper grooves at a level 7. The 10-megapixel front-facing Cheerio camera is tucked up in here, protected by the same Gorilla Glass 6, and unscratched by my razor blade. We'll go down and check the ultrasonic fingerprint scanner in just a second. The speaker grille is also up here, tucked into the black sliver of a bezel, and it looks to be made of metal with rhombus-shaped holes to let the sound through. Fun fact, the rhombus shape is never really naturally found out in nature. Hexagons, on the other hand, are everywhere. Honeycomb, rocks, turtle shells, snake skin, bubbles. It's literally the most efficient and least wasteful shape found in nature, and is structurally sound, and currently makes up D-Brand's most textured skin yet, called Swarm. Applying this skin will make it appear like you know all kinds of cool nature facts without needing to go outside. Plus, you avoid social interaction altogether with online ordering. Win-win for everyone. Thanks to D-Brand for sponsoring this video. Link in the description. Three cameras adorn the back of the S10 this year: a 12-megapixel telephoto, 12-megapixel normal camera, and a 16-megapixel ultra-wide camera. The perfect trifecta. All protected with the flash underneath a slab of glass. I'll pull off the Swarm, because what we do next happens without protection. Aluminum is the metal of choice this year again for Samsung. Even on the buttons, it might not be as durable or heavy as stainless steel, but it is cheaper and easier to work with, and is usually still more structural than plastic. The bottom has a USB-C port that can connect with a keyboard and monitor to act like a PC with DeX. It also still has a headphone jack that can accept credit card readers or external microphones and headphones. Good guy to have around. Bixby is still here, but supposedly can be remapped now to activate another app. Thanks, Samsung. The buttons still come out and are actually purple inside this time. Purple might not be my favorite color, but it's consistent on all the buttons. Each of them have the same purple niblets. No purple on the SIM and expandable SD card tray, though. Even with the removable buttons on the Galaxy S10, it's still IP68 water resistant. It's nice to have that extra protection against liquids. I'll get the buttons back in. Now, this might just be my imagination, but every time a new phone comes out, I feel like people seem to collect